I do 2 days a week, which I absolutely love. I have a passion for fashion, and I have the facility there that they let me do the window and some of the visual merchandising, which is what I enjoy. But I'm part of a great team, and that's what I love most. It's just like an extended family now for me, because when I retired, I was a bit lost and sort of didn't seem to have any purpose. So I got into volunteering and just love it.
What sort of people do you see come through the shop?
We have all shapes and sizes come through, but that's part of the joy of the job. You never know who's coming in or what's coming in, and we have amazing donations to the store. We have our regular people that come in, and I love to be able to meet and greet them and see how they're going, and we get to know the faces and they get to know us, and we can help them if we know they like particular items of clothing or if they like to look for the jewellery. So yeah, it's all sorts, young and old. You just get to know the faces, and they love the store, and we're constantly changing the store and the look of the store, so that, I think, keeps people interested to come back. I think the nice thing about Vinnie's is when you join them, they sort of find out what you enjoy doing and what you feel happy doing. I'm very happy being out on the floor and at the front, but some of our ladies prefer to be at the back, and they like to do the sorting and the pricing.
Do any people come to mind that you like to serve at the shop? Is there anything that makes that sort of extra special?
Well, there's just some lovely characters. We've got a lovely gentleman, Leon, that comes in, and he's an artist, and he's always looking for frames for his work. And often we might find him a nice shirt or a jacket or a pair of shoes, but he's probably my main client that I like to look after when he comes in. But we get a lot of mums with babies that come in, and you get to know the little faces.
What do you like most about your role at Vinnie's?
I think you feel you're doing something worthwhile. When you finish your shift, when you leave, you feel that you've done something, or you feel that you've done hopefully a good job, as in helping keeping the shop looking great, and also hopefully help some people by smiling and keeping them happy and saying good morning and goodbye, and that sort of general keeping people feeling happy, because I think people like to buy in a comfortable situation, and I think that's the great thing about Kalamunda. When you walk in, we have great music, great staff, and people enjoy the process of coming in. You know, they're doing a good thing, they're buying, and we're helping them to buy.
What do you see as the importance of the role of the shops for Vinnie's?
Well, I think obviously it raises the money to do all the good things that Vinnie's do, so down the track that money ends up in the right place, and that then looks after the people that need it, you know, the homeless, and I know we do a lot of work overseas as well, so I think that's the end result, is what we do there eventually ends up in the right place. But I think it gives the volunteers a great feeling of, you know they're doing a good job. It's not just a job, you're doing something at the end of it. There's a good result. I've made lots of new friends, which has been great. And say, after retiring and feeling sort of lost and no purpose, all of a sudden I know that Tuesdays and Wednesdays I'm going to see friends and get to be creative, get a chance to do something in the shop.
What initially sparked your interest in volunteering?
Nobody really wants to employ you once you're over 67, so that means what can I do? You know, I couldn't go back to work. I'd close my business. And I wanted to be useful. I wanted to do something. But I wanted to use what I felt with the skills I did have, which was that fashion side of things. And the op shop was the perfect location.
What's some of the more interesting items that you've seen come through your shop?
Because as I love fashion, we had an authentic Hermes scarf came through, which I would love to have purchased, but another lucky lady beat me to it. But yeah, we have some lovely clothes come through, some beautiful items of jewellery. You know, it's amazing what people donate. And we had a vintage Louis Vuitton bag, which was more like, I think they call it a steamer bag, but that was quite something to see as well. So yeah, you just never know what's coming in the store. We are always constantly getting donations. You know, as soon as we get stuff in, we have to sort it and deal with it, and it's out, and then it's gone, and we're back again. So it's a very quick turnover of stock that we have in Kalamunda, certainly. You know, the money you spend in store will end up in the right place. It's very well run, and the money does get to where it should get. As with most organisations, you know, it's the people that run it, and our manager, Sarah, and her off-sider, Marika, and Ruby and Jane are just amazing people, and they galvanise us all and get us all doing what we want to do. And there's a massive energy in the store, which I love. It's just a great thing to do to volunteer, because whatever you put in, you get back tenfold. I lost my mother almost to the day today, a year ago, and went back to England, etc. And when I came back, I was actually looking forward to seeing my Vinnie's family again. They were so supportive, and they knew what had happened, and it was just a wonderful thing to be able to go back, and their support was there for me if I needed it. If I had a moment, or if I wanted to stop and talk, then Sarah was there for me, and any of the ladies there were. So, yeah, I mean, it's for me, that was massive, because I don't have a big support network. And then I had a little car accident, and I lost my confidence a bit there, and Vinnie's kept me going and pulled me through that and got me back.